With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continuing in Dallas, where a man with a rifle shot and killed one detainee and wounded two more at an ICE location. The gunman then took his own life. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson.
I believe in the power of prayer to change things, and it can change the hearts of people. It can change this country. It can change the city. So please pray for everyone who's affected by today's tragedy.
FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas.
No ICE agents were hit in the most recent shooting. Rebecca Heinrichs, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and says in a tough speech at the UN Tuesday, President Trump did a great job of emphasizing the difference between good intentions and good outcomes.
So he talked about how the UN is supposed to be an organization to promote peace, but it really has not been the UN that has done that. It's been the actions of sovereign nations, and really President Trump sort of pressuring countries that have conflicts to get to a peaceful solution.
At the UN Wednesday, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky telling world leaders, right now the world is, quote, the most destructive arms race in human history. A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels wounding 22 people in southern Israel, marking a rare breach of Israel's sophisticated missile defenses, which have greatly limited casualties from such attacks. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas A&M University president stepping down amid a controversy on campus. Mark Welsh had said it became clear to him in recent days it was time for him to step down. Controversy concerns a video showing a Texas A&M professor kicking a student out of a class when that student expressed concern about a lesson on how to introduce LGBT books in elementary school classes. This is SRN News. New polling shows a loss of confidence in Democrats approaching the 2026 midterms. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The Republican Party is now more trusted to handle gun control than Democrats, based on the latest Reuters poll. The Reuters Ipsos poll, conducted from September 19th through 21st, shows the GOP leading on several issues, including crime, immigration, gun control, corruption, foreign conflicts, and the economy. They also lead on the issue of political extremism. The Democrats lead on issues like the environment, women's rights, health care, and barely lead on respect for democracy, by a narrow margin. Their lead on health care dropped only 9 points. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Sister Jean, the longtime chaplain for Loyola Chicago men's basketball team, is retiring. She is 106 years of age. She has a few minor health concerns. Sister Jean became famous during Loyola's Final Four run in 2018. More details at srnnews.com.